for the Eagles. She'll pass the ball off now to a guard, Tatum Studer. Studer will work the ball to the middle of the court between the rings. She comes off the right side to Emma Raines, a junior, and back into the middle it goes to Shea Lewis. Lewis to the right side, and a three ball from the right side is up. No good by Studer. Offensive rebound brought down by Shea Lewis. She'll take it out top into the paint and back out for a three ball by Emma Raines off the mark. No good. Rebound, offensive end, nearly lost, but controlling will be the Eagles. Herrera out on the left sideline with the dribble. Spins in, takes the ball back to the top to Tatum Studer. Studer works the right side, a little give and go on the right, off the block, and the ball rolls off, did not go. Follow-up offensive rebound shot, no good, and traveling as Rockport comes down. Michaela Makins had it hit the ground and gets called for the violation.
Rockport running an aggressive man-to-man defense here, John.
LeBlanc with the inbound from the baseline, brings it out top. Herrera holds to the right side for Tatum Studer. Three ball, no. Rebound on the offensive end, had it, lost it. Coming on the run the other way, Meyercourt. Cross court she goes, and nobody home. The ball's out of bounds. It will go to the Eagles.
Intentional grounding.
Yeah.
No receiver in the area.
Yeah, they call that all the time anymore, don't they? We come the other way with the basketball. Tatum Studer through the circle at midcourt. Looks over the defense. Comes to Herrera on the left side behind the circle. She'll drive in the paint. Takes on three defenders. Shoots it. No. Rebound to Meyercourt. She's going to head up the sideline. They try to cut her off. Didn't go to the side. She's going to drive it all the way to the hole off the glass. No. Herrera the rebound for the Eagles. Up the floor on the right. Pass it forward. Studer up. Left-hand layup is good for Tatum Studer. We've got our first points of the ball game. 5:25 to go in the first quarter here, and it is the Eagles up 2-0. Sometimes early in the season, you got to get that lid off the basket. It's not always easy to do in the first game. To the front court with it, Dylan Kimmerling holding, passing right side, and off the, trying to spin the ball around, and off the back of the leg there by Addison Mayfield, and it's going to go to the Eagles. They're going to bring in a couple new players already. Katie Beam, a 5'3 junior, checking in there.
Kaylee Ziesel, the other one in, 5'9 and a sophomore.
All right. So now, LeBlanc will talk it over. A couple of players back and forth as they bring the ball up. To the front, Studer looking, holding, moving left, stops off to Herrera. Long three ball from the top. Off the back iron, no good. Oh, don't grab that ball, but she did and got away with it. Dylan Kimmerling, Rockport, just inches from falling out of bounds, able to corral that basketball and hold on. Could let it go. It would have been Rockport ball. But now with the basketball in the front court, the Blue Jays have it. Michaela Makins looking. Dishes it across to Kimmerling. Drives in, and she got hacked on the arm as she tried to get the pass away.
Foul is going to be called, I believe, on Tatum Studer.
That's what I had.
On Studer, that'll be her first team foul, number one, on the Eagles.
From the baseline, Addison Mayfield to inbound the basketball, looks, lobs it out to the top now with the basketball. Makins again gives the ball up there to Meyercourt down the lane. Shot blocked by Herrera, who is 5'11 and a senior. She's a strong player. She takes it away, heads up the floor over to Studer. Couldn't control it. Now gets back with it, dribbles the ball forward, and we have a ball out of bounds. We have a foul.
I think we're going to have a foul called here on Rockport on the baseline.
13.
That's what he told us.
Dylan Kimmerling. We kind of question sometimes. We're up at about the eighth story here at Mound City High School watching the ball game down below us. Inbound play, a bounce pass, an assist on that inbound. Kaylee Ziesel gets the layup, and it's 4-0. It's a great place to broadcast. We just can't always see the referee's fingers all the time when they come over to the scoreboard below us. Up the floor the other way we go. The basketball, Michaela Makins and Rockport looking for a bucket here halfway through quarter number one. Chancey Cheney Vogler dribbling around, dishes it off back out to the left side. Good defense by LeBlanc so far. They are not letting Rockport penetrate much inside that three-point line. Now down the middle, left hand up and a foul as Avery Meyercourt drives to the left side of the lane, and she'll be at the line to shoot a pair here.
Meyercourt will be at the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on Shea, Shea Lewis, yes. Her first personal team foul number two on the Eagles.
Free throw on the way up off the left side. No good for Avery Meyercourt. Into the game now, Kyla Cunard, 5'9 sophomore for LeBlanc. And I think, Ziesel was already in there. Here's the second free throw. It's up, and the Blue Jay girls are on the board, 4-1. 3:43 to go in the first quarter here at the Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament. Game number one, and a drive down the lane by Studer, and a block will put her at the line to shoot a pair.
Probably Meyercourt on this one. Yes, it is, on Avery. That's her first personal, team foul number two on the Blue Jays. Studer at the line.
Studer ready. 2 points in the ball game, and this one rattles around, won't go. First of 17 games of this Mound City tournament this year, today. Second one up, second one good, and the score goes to 5-1. LeBlanc with the lead. To the front court with the basketball, Addison Mayfield looking, guarded man-to-man out top. Moving around to the right side. And now a steal by LeBlanc. Studer takes it away on the left side, pass to the middle, and a layup too strong by Beam. Offensive rebound, Studer back out to the top for three, up and down for Katie Beam. Junior hits the triple, and now it's 8-1. Lead to LeBlanc. To the front court with the basketball now. Mayfield off the left side. Michaela Makings driving in, and a reach-in foul will be called on the LeBlanc Golden Eagles.
Probably Kennard. Yes, it is, on Kyla Kennard. Her first, team foul number three.
So now the Blue Jays inbound, left side wing. Makings takes it out to the top, and a three-pointer on the way up and off too strong, put up there, no good by Vogler. She followed it, couldn't get it. Studer, a drive to the other end, and she gets fouled again and will be right back at the free throw line for LeBlanc.
Studer will be at the line shooting two. The foul is going to be on Avery Meyercourt. On Avery, her second personal, team foul number three on the Blue Jays.
Meyercourt already with two. Free throw up. And that will make it. I looked away. Did it go in? Yes, 9-1. I thought it did. Studer up. Got them both this time. Now she's hit three in a row, and it's 9-1. In the backcourt, with it, Addison Mayfield in the center circle. Drives around defender. Gets help there. And now out the ball goes to Vulgar. Vulgar in the middle and back out for three. Up and good. A left-hander from the right side for Michaela Makings. First field goal for Rockport, 2.5 to play in the first period. 10-4, St. Joe LeBlanc with the lead. On the right side with the basketball, Kayla Beam has it down the right side to Katie Beam. Katie with the left hand out to the top again to Ziesel. And now Studer, left side, and a two-pointer up and good from the left side by Kennard. And timeout, Rockport down now. 12-4, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatua. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny 101.3.
2:08 left to play in the first period here in Mound City. 12-4 our score, the LeBlanc Golden Eagles over the Rockport Blue Jays. Ready to move back to live action. Here's John.
All right, here we go. It will be Rockport Blue Jay basketball up the floor with it. Taking off the left side now to Vulgar. Vulgar dribbles right side, faking the three and driving down the lane. Up and short, no good by the Blue Jays, but a foul called as the shot's put up by Avery Meyercourt. Avery's a 5'9 freshman.
Foul on Kayla Beam. That's her first, team foul number four on the Eagles.
Free throw is on the way, and the free throw is good. Meyercourt is now 2-for-3 at the line. 12-5, and no. Too strong. Rebound. Battle for it. It's going to be a held ball. That will go to the Eagles, I believe. Oh, no. I don't see the arrows. Okay. Box of Kleenex fooled me. Rockport ball underneath their own bucket. They look, bring it in, and a little 10-footer up. No good. on the right side there by Meyercourt. And the Eagles get the rebound. Nobody looking, but they get saved by the back player, Caleb Beam. Comes up with a loose ball, and now she gets it back, and a three-pointer on the right side is no good. Rebound put back up and good by Kaylee Ziesel. Her second field goal in the offensive glass has been a problem for Rockport. They can't get the rebounds on the defensive end and given the Eagles too many chances. Here's a ball knocked loose. Rockport runs it down, ending up landing on her cheek that time was Michaela Makings. At the other end, a run-out layup and a foul. Bucket for LeBlanc is up and good again here. This is Shea Lewis, and she'll go to the line to shoot one.
Foul is going to be called on Avery Meyercourt. On Meyercourt, that's her third personal, John. Still here in the first quarter. Meyercourt will leave the ballgame. Claire Spiegel will come in to replace her for the Blue Jays.
So Rockport's only got eight players suited up, so they can't take too much foul trouble. Minute 12 to go here in the first quarter. The lead is 11 and short on the free throw. Rebound grabbed up by Volger. To the front court of the basketball, Addison Mayfield. Mayfield up the floor. Dishes off Volger. Now swinging around again, left side. Michaela Makings with it. Michaela dishes it off. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. To the high post, tipped away. Knocked away by Herrera, driving up the floor at the other end, and a layup hung on the rim and went in for Shea Lewis. She's got four straight points for the Eagles, and now it's a 13-point advantage. To the front court we go. Mayfield down the lane, left hand, too strong, rebound underneath, grabbed by Claire Spiegel, a 5'9 freshman who checked in there. Now Claire will be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws.
She'll be shooting two here. We're going to have to wait till they post this one. There were two defenders hacking away at her. Foul's going to be on Sloan Lewis, her first team foul, number five.
Free throw on the way is up and no good. Herrera will check back in and just about deck Kyla Cunard as she came off the floor as they ran into each other.
Who do we have at the line, John?
That will be 34, Claire Spiegel. Second one up, second one good. And the freshman in the scorebook with a half a minute to go in quarter number one. 18-6, and a pass to the front, left side baseline, two-pointer up from 10 feet. Kaylee Ziesel now with 6 points here early on, and it's a 14-point advantage for the Golden Eagles. Off the right side, it will be Michaela Makings. Makings holding the basketball, dribbling, stops, didn't get stopped, traveled to the basketball, and it will be the Eagles that get it back with 8 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Inbounding from three-quarters court will be Kaylee Ziesel. She'll get the ball in there for Shea Lewis, who brings it up through the circle. Works on the right side over Herrera from three from the top. It's up, too strong. Makings takes another one off. Got that one right on the nose. She's had a rough first quarter. 20-6, the Blonde with the lead after one. We're back in Mound City after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to the Mountain State Invitational Basketball Tournament. Quarter number two coming up. It's 20-6. LeBlanc with a lead over Rockport. And with quarter number two, here is Randy Gatulin. We're going to have a change here, Randy. Coming out, Michaela Makings. That last rebound off that rim came in. I think it got her right in the nose, and I think she's had a little bit of a nosebleed problem down here. The trainer's been working with her during the quarter break. So now she'll be replaced in the lineup by Jamie McEnany, 5'5 freshman.
McEnany getting her first high school action here. We start the second quarter, Blonde with the basketball. Top of the key, Tatum Studer comes to the right wing with it. Rains driving baseline right side against the defense, puts up the shot, got it. And they're going to count the basket. Emma Rains with her first 2 points of the evening, got that one to drop. She'll be at the line shooting one.
She fought her way in there, and that foul on Dylan Kimmerling will be her second foul of the ball game. And team number five already here in the first half on Rockport.
Rains at the line. Free throw is up and good. Emma Rains now with the three-point play. 7:51 to play, just underway second period. 23-6, LeBlanc with the lead here on Rockport. For the Blue Jays on the dribble, still in backcourt, handling the ball. Mayfield gets it across the timeline. Left side, Kemmerling. She holds the ball above her head for a minute. Kemmerling needs help now. Dribbles to her left. Works back inside the paint at the free throw line. Lost the handle on it. Ball is loose. Goes out of bounds. Not touched down there by LeBlanc. So the Golden Eagles will get the ball back, and they'll play it in underneath the Rockport basket. 7.5 minutes to play. Second period, 23-6. LeBlanc with the lead. Across the timeline on the dribble. With the basketball is Shea Lewis. Gives to Studer. Studer at the free throw line. Down to Shea Lewis. Baseline left side. Lewis falls to the floor. She'll be called for traveling and turn the ball over to Rockport.
One pass too many. She was in there deep and tried to turn and fire a pass behind her to a teammate. And it came right back to her and she wasn't ready for it.
Janie Vulgar inbounds the pass. Addison Mayfield. Mayfield across the timeline. Sets it into forecourt. Works between the rings, top of the circle, right wing, back over to Boulder on the right side. Pass tipped away, nearly stolen. Shea Lewis with the steal, breakaway lay-in off the glass up, and good for Shea Lewis. Lewis now with 6 points in the ball game for LeBlanc. Inbound the pass, bring it into Mayfield. Mayfield very patiently, slowly across the timeline, now penetrates in the paint. Now going to have a reach-in foul on her here as she drove toward the basket. Let's see who this one's on, John.
13 again, Dylan Kimmerling, she has three, and Avery Meyercorth has three.
This could get interesting.
Oh, wait a minute. They don't have 14.
Well, no, the foul was down here on 14 on Tatum Studer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Tatum
Studer. Me.
Yeah, Studer called for the personal. All right, with the basketball, and I didn't see what happened here. It looks like it won the
foul on 13.
Must have put an arm out there and pushed somebody off, huh?
Must have.
Okay. With the basketball for LeBlanc is Studer at the top of the key, off to Shea Lewis. She works out onto the left wing. Up to Rains, top of the key, around to Studer on the right side. Now again to the top of the circle. That's Herrera with the ball. Feeds it to the left corner. Long three is up and off, no good. A fight for the rebound on the floor. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow points the direction of Rockward. Blue Jays will have the ball. Back into the game comes Katie Beam now, replacing Herrera for the Eagles of Bishop LeBlanc. 6:23 to play, first half. 25-6. Golden Eagles on top. On the dribble into forecourt comes Mayfield to the left wing, off to Boulder. Boulder guarded in the man-to-man defense tightly by Katie Beam. Boulder, a cross-court skip pass stolen by Studer. Studer's got Shea Lewis out in front of her, but couldn't get the pass to her. Studer works to the left wing. Gives up with the pass to Sloan Lewis. Now onto the left side is Beam. Beam with a three. That's up and good. Katie Beam with her second three-pointer. Timeout taking Rockport. 5:55 to play. First half, 28-6. LeBlanc on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to our live coverage of the 63rd Annual Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon. Glad you tuned in for our inaugural broadcast of this 21-22 basketball season. Getting another one underway tonight here in Mound City. Looks like Michaela Makings is going to be back into the lineup, coming out of the timeout now for the Rockport Blue Jays. 5:55 to play here in the first half, 28-6. Golden Eagles have jumped out to a big lead early. Inbounding the ball for the Blue Jays is Makings. Makings into Addison Mayfield. Mayfield against the man-to-man defense. Kicks it to the left side. Bolger with a long three. Rimmed in and out of there. Wouldn't go. Rebound follow shot. Put back up and off. No good by Makings. And the rebound pulled down by LeBlanc. Across the timeline comes Shea Lewis with the basketball. To the right side to Katie Beam for three. This one rims off. No good. Rebound follow shot. Put back up and good by Sloan Lewis. That's Sloan's first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 30-6 now, a 24-point lead for the Golden Eagles. 5:20 to play here in the second quarter. There's a steal down to Shea Lewis. Shea Lewis for a breakaway lay-in off the glass, up and good. Shea Lewis has 8 points now in the ball game for the Golden Eagles. 32-6 as we near the five-minute mark here in the second quarter. With the ball is Mayfield. She falls to the floor, her pass stolen away. Down to Shea Lewis for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Shea Lewis in double figures, John, has 10 points. And we're going to have another timeout taken by taken out this time by LeBlanc. 4:53 to play first half. 34-6 our score. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City. 4:53 to play here in the first half. Rockport trailing LeBlanc 34-6. Blue Jays with the basketball across the timeline. Mayfield to the left corner. Michaela Makings with the ball up to Cheney Bolger. Bolger off to the right wing with it. That's Spiegel handling the ball. Ball tipped away and stolen. Studer. Feeds it to the right side. Shot off the glass, up and good. Gives Studer the assist. Kennard with the bucket. Kylie Kennard has 4 points.
It's like all of a sudden the Eagles turned up the defense and Rockford's not been able to get down inside the three-point line.
There's Michaela Makings on the left side of the lane. She's lost her dribble. Needs help. Gets the ball out here to Bolger. Bolger dribbles between the rings, brings it to the top of the circle, back to the left side, Michaela Makings. She holds the ball for a moment. Makings guarded defensively by Sloan Lewis. Ball tipped away. Lewis comes up with the steal. Looking down court, she was thinking about feeding it off to Studer. Now does give it to Studer in the corner right side for an open three that's off the rim and doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Katie Beam. Beam backs it out onto the left wing, top of the circle. It comes to Studer on the right side. Studer between the rings, top of the key, guarded in the man-to-man defense here. Three is on the way. Rims off, doesn't go. Rebound Beam. Follow shot. Putback can't get it. And the rebound pulled down for Rockport by Jamie McEnany, the freshman. McEnany comes up with the basketball. A whistle and a foul.
Foul will be Sloan Lewis. 5'10 senior picks up her second. We should be walking down now to shoot 1-1. Seventh team foul on the Eagles here in the first half today. 3:34 to go and a 30-point LeBlanc lead.
Jamie McEnany, 5'5 freshman at the free throw line. Her first high school game of her career here. Chance to score first high school points. On the front end of the 1-1, shot is up, comes up short, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to LeBlanc. 3:34 to play in the first half. As John said, 36-6, a 30-point advantage right now for LeBlanc. Here come the Eagles with the basketball into forecourt. Kennard. They lob it underneath Herrera. Shot off the glass, up and good. Kiana Herrera with her first 2 points. 38-6, your score now. Rockport's basketball. Inside the paint, working with the ball, Mayfield. Tries to put a little reverse layup up. Couldn't get it. A whistle and a foul, probably on Kayla Beam here, I think, John.
I'm going to have to wait. I thought he said 13. That would be Kayla, and it is. Good call. Good eye.
At the line, Addison Mayfield has not scored yet. She's handled the ball an awful lot. Here she's shooting two shots for the Blue Jays. The first of two free throws is on the way, up and good. Got good, the friendly roll there. Hit the back of the rim, hit the front of the rim, and then found the hole. 3:12 to go first half. Second free throw coming up for Addison Mayfield. Shot is on the way. It's up. This one rims off the back of the iron, but we've got a lane violation. She'll get another shot at it. Somebody from LeBlanc got in the paint a little soon there. So she'll have a second opportunity for the freshman, Addison Mayfield. Takes aim, launches the second free throw. This one is up and short off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it to go that time, and the rebound comes down to Kiana Herrera. Herrera to the left side with her pass, Ziesel. Left side, Ziesel jump shot up, long off, no good. And traveling is going to be called as Cheney Volger came down with the rebound. Here's Carly Harden checking into the lineup for the Golden Eagles. Also, Ellie Welter into the game. So we've seen a lot of athletes in there for the Golden Eagles already.
All of them.
Yeah. Inbounding is Kennard. And her pass inbound goes right through the fingertips of Kaylee Ziesel. Out of bounds, it'll be Rockport's basketball.
Checking in for Rockport once again. Here comes Avery Meyercourt back into the ball game in place of Jamie McEnany.
This will be down court. Comes Addison Mayfield with the basketball. Mayfield, left-handed dribble, spin move in the paint, driving layup underhand. Shot up, got it. Nice move there to the bucket by Addison Mayfield. She got the drop and drew the personal foul. She'll be shooting one, the and one.
Allie Welter, the sophomore, picks up her first foul, team foul number 9.
So at the free throw line, Mayfield for the and one. Takes aim, launches the free throw. It's up, and they say a lane violation against apparently Mayfield. Stepped across the line, so that'll go as a miss. 38-9, your score. LeBlanc dominating here with 2:45 to play in the first half. LeBlanc's basketball into forecourt. On the right side, Sloan Lewis. This is Kennard up on the right wing. Gives it up to Welter. In the paint, Herrera. Nice feed off the left side by Herrera. Shot is up and off. Won't go down. Put up by Carly Harden and the rebound to Rockport. Here come the Blue Jays inside the paint with the ball. Handling it is Mayfield. Now dribbling in, a whistle and a blocking foul. Trying to move toward the hoop there was Avery Meyercourt. She got fouled, and Meyercourt will be at the line shooting 1-1.
Foul on Carly Harden, 33. The sophomore picks up her first, and two foul shots this time, Randy. That's double bonus time.
We're in the double bonus. All right. Meyercourt at the line. Free throw is up. That is Meyercourt. No, it is. Yeah, wait till the hair moves. Yeah,
there you go. You're right.
First one is up and good. Second one is up and good also. She got them both. Meyercourt hits a pair. 38-11, our score. 2:14 to go in the first half. Those ponytails, John, as you know, sometimes hide those jersey numbers. But the ball is Welter. Here's a three from the top of the key. Up and good by Kyla Kennard. Kennard hits the three from the top of the circle. She's got 7 points now in the ballgame. And it's back to a 30-point lead, 41-11. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half, a minute 49 showing on the clock. There's a bounce pass trying to go into the right corner. Wide of the mark, goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back once again to the Golden Eagles. Inbounding the ball will be Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel tosses in to Kennard. Kennard on the left elbow to Herrera. Herrera driving baseline lay-in off the glass. No, and the rebound pulled down for Rockport by Meyercourt. Meyercourt starts down the floor, and she'll get hammered as she's near midcourt. We'll put Meyercourt back to the line once again, shooting two. Foul is going to be called on Ellie Welter. On Welter, that's her second personal for the sophomore. Shooting two in the double bonus will be Avery Meyercourt. I've got her as 4 out of 6 from the line so far. First one is up and good. 5 for 7 now from the line is Avery. Second free throw coming with a minute 31 to play here in the first half. Meyercourt's shot is up. Rimmed in and out of there. Doesn't go. And the rebound to Herrera. Herrera down court pass to Kennard. Kennard works one-on-one against Mayfield. Kicks it to the right side. Ziesel. That's Kaylee Ziesel. Kaylee gives it up to Kennard. Kennard tries to go to the right side baseline. Oh, she double dribbled right there, John.
Well,
caught the ball with one hand.
Your opinion don't count.
That's like bull riding. That free hand
has to stay with it.
Jump shot from the left side, short off the front of the rim. Herrera, follow shot, put back up and good. The score by Carly Harden, her first 2 points of the afternoon. 43-12, less than a minute to go here in the first half, 53 seconds. With the ball into forecourt, Mayfield driving lay-in up and good off the glass. Nice looking left-handed lay-in there. Banked it off the glass and got it down. Mayfield with 5 points now. 43-14, 39 seconds to play first half. On the right side, a three is on the way. Off the rim, doesn't go. Herrera with the rebound. Spin move in the paint. Herrera short off the front of the rim. Got her own rebound. Second shot is up. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Michaela Makings. Makings outlet pass to Addison Mayfield. Mayfield down court with 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Pass comes back to Makings left wing. Long three on the way. Off no good. Herrera with the rebound. Herrera pushes it down court. Gets it ahead to Lewis. Back to Herrera underneath. Lewis, shot is up and good. Or Kennard, rather. I'm sorry. That was Kyla Kennard got the lay-in. 2 seconds, 1 second. Driving lay-in at the buzzer. Doesn't go. And at the half, the LeBlanc Golden Eagles are leading the Rockford Blue Jays 45-14. Our halftime score. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 63rd Annual Mountain City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, Nebraska is proud to announce that this year they're celebrating Nemaha County Gives Back in a new way, digitally. Your donations help provide food and gifts to Nemaha County community members during the holiday season. 100% of donations go to local charities. Donate online at nemahacountyhospital.com, or you can mail your donation to Nemaha County Hospital at 2022 13th Street in Auburn, Nebraska, 68305. Giving back to the local community during this holiday season. Visit nemahacountyhospital.com.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
And it's time now for the Arm Brewster Motor Company halftime scoring recap. If you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, look no further than Arm Brewster Motor Company in Fall City. Here with the first half scoring is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In that first half for Rockport's Blue Jays, not too many field goals, just a couple of them in the first half. Three of them, actually. Addison Mayfield has 5 points in the ball game. She has two of the field goals. Michaela Makings made a three-pointer for her points in the first half. Claire Spiegel scored 1 point. We have Avery Meyerkorth with 5 points, all coming to the free throw line as Rockport went 7-for-12 in the first half at the free throw line. For St. Joe LeBlanc, they spread their scoring out. Katie Beam with a couple of long ones for 6 points in the first half, 3 for Emma Raines. We've got 5 points for Tatum Studer in the first half, 6 for Kaylee Ziesel, 9 points for Kyla Kennard. We have 10 for Shea Lewis, the first player in double figures, and 2 each for Sloan Lewis, Carly Harden, and Kiana Herrera. Your scoring in the first half of today's ball game between St. Joe LeBlanc and the Rockport girls.
This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Company in Fall City, offering many meets of vehicles, including Chevrolet, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We'll step aside now and take a two-minute timeout, then we'll check in with your local weather forecast and talk about those wonderful mild temperatures outside. Two more minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
Looking for lending partners that aren't afraid to get their boots dirty? Then talk to our ag lenders here at the bank. Our lenders know ag, and they're local. Because we make our decisions locally, you'll get quick answers on your loan requests. Stop by to talk or call to schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, located in Falls City and Stella.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC 660-442-6085 or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
45-14 halftime. St. Joe LeBlanc girls leading Rockport here at the Mount City Invitational Basketball Tournament. Game one of 17 games here at the Mount City High School this week. Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners, and they're also vital to preserving or fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember, be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship This message brought to you by your friends, the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Sunny 101.3.
I want to remind our listeners, John, this is the first of three games that we have for you this evening here on Sunny 101.3. We'll be back on around 7:30 with girls action. The South Old Knights taking on the Maryville Spoofhounds, their JV team. Then at 9 o'clock, the Nightcap boys basketball action, the Mountain City Panthers, and the South Holt Knights. We also invite you to join us for our continuing coverage tomorrow night of the tournament. We'll have four games beginning at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, and we'll be back with four more games for you on Wednesday. So kind of jumping in with both feet, lots of basketball in a hurry here.
It is, and coming up over on Sister Station, KTNC on Friday night, we'll have games over there. And Fall City Sig Hurt will host the Sterling Jets.
That ought to be a good one right off the bat.
That's what I'm thinking. I guess we'll have four ranked teams in that game, I would assume.
Could be.
Not that that makes any difference at this point of the year, but always nice to have really good competition throughout the year. All right, see more fans rolling in here for the next game.
Kind of hard probably to talk themselves into coming indoors. It's nice out there. Incredibly nice weather as we start off this 63rd annual Mountain City Invitational Tournament. And John, kind of like the Mudecas tournament in January over on the Nebraska side of Beatrice, this is kind of the social event of the fall here. All these small schools around Northwest Missouri get together. They all come to Mountain City, in many cases, for their first look at their the new season of high school basketball to see how their teams are going to do. So we always look forward to being here and being part of it.
Teams are going to break huddle. The Eagles didn't even go into the locker room at halftime. They went out and did some drills. And it will be LeBlanc basketball to start the second half. Now inbound at midcourt, bringing the ball in is going to be Shea Lewis with 10 points. She get it in there to Tatum Studer, who has 5 in the first half. Studer down the left side of the lane, out to Herrera, makes a nice move, pull up, and too strong on the shot. Weak side rebound brought down by Dylan Kimmerly. Ahead up the floor to Addison Mayfield for Rockport on the right side. Moves to the middle, now spins back to the right. Out of there to Makings. Michaela holding it. Now gets the ball away, and now a cut down the lane. Spin around, shot up, no good by Volger. Rebound again to LeBlanc, and that's been the biggest problem for Rockport is they just can't get on the boards. Here's a three ball up, no good on the far right side. Offensive rebound, turnaround put back by Emma Raines after the first shot was put up there by Shea Lewis. 47-14, LeBlanc with the lead. Third quarter action. Off the right side now with the basketball, Makings. She's good 5-6 feet behind the three-point line. And Rockport, now they get inside, a drive, and a left-hand scoop is up and no good by Meyercourt. Rebound to LeBlanc on the run the other way. Shea Lewis all the way to the hole, goes up and draws a foul as she tried to put the shot up. And I think Avery Meyercourt just got called for her fourth foul and says, I didn't. No, he said five, didn't he?
Yeah, I think that's going to be on Volger, and that'll be her first team foul number one of the half on Rockport.
Well, no wonder Avery Meyercourt said, it wasn't me, Coach. She was right.
Shea Lewis's first free throw is up and good, John.
Shea is in double figures with 11 points in the ball game. Getting ready for the second one here. Sets herself up and got it again. We just killed our first pin of the season, Randy. It's always nice to see when you get one losing already. So here comes Rockport, now down 49-14 in this contest. Come back up the floor now, swinging across the floor. The Blue Jays back and forth they go. Playing catch out there. Spin it around, trying to get inside that defense and just can't get there so far. Now with the ball on the left side, Volger. Back out top to Makings in the circle and back to Volger. Good man-to-man defense here by LeBlanc. Drive it in and push back out will be Addison Mayfield. Pass to the top and swing it around to Makings again. Michaela looking for an opening here. She can't find one. She'll keep the ball. Now in trouble. Needs to get it away and does up the floor deep to Meyercourt.
John, I'm impressed with this defense from LeBlanc. They can't get it in there.
No, they're playing really well. Here's a three-point shot. It's a high arcing shot off the rim, no good. Shot put there, I believe, that that was Mayfield. And now we'll come back the other way with Shea Lewis to the front court. Lewis holding it, looking left. Brockport went for a steal, came up empty. 18-footer up, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, no good. Makins grabs the rebound off the miss by Emma Raines. Now to the front court of the basketball, Addison Mayfield. Mayfield keeps going into the paint, dishes it back out. The fake and a drive and a spin by Kimmerling. Gets the ball away to get into Volger. Volger looks. When you pick up your dribble, here comes the defense, and they're in your face. A pass through the lane. Shot blocked. It's put up by Makins. Fought for it. Got it back. Gives the ball up on a dribble drive. A shot blocked and a foul. It's put up there, I believe. That was Meyercord.
This foul is going to be on Emma Raines. On Emma, that'll be her first personal. Team foul number one of the half on the Golden Eagles.
So at the free throw line now will be Rockport once again. Free throw is up and off the back. No good for Avery Meyercord. Avery has all of her points to the line so far. Here comes three new Eagles into the ball game.
Avery, 5 for 9 from the free throw line with that miss.
Kyla Cunard back in the ball game. My, who else? Free throw is up, no good. Also in there is going to be Kayla Beam once again and Katie Beam. To the front court. LeBlond with the ball, 4:50 to go in quarter number three, up 49-14 of the Blue Jay girls. With the ball, it'll be Kayla Beam. She goes inside and rolls the hole there. Randy, I believe.
Diesel.
Kaylee 15. Diesel. Okay, that's what I was thinking. But come up the floor and a timeout called by Rockport. Down 51-14, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mount City High School. 4:38 to play in the third period here. Girls basketball action. The LeBlond Golden Eagles leading the Rockport Blue Jays 51-14. And, John, this has just been a case where the Blue Jays have not found a way to solve this defense that the Golden Eagles have put out there on the floor. Just absolutely not able to penetrate.
Yeah, it's just been a blanket here the entire game. 6 in the first, 8 in the second quarter, and no points here so far in the third quarter for the Rockport Blue Jays.
Rockport with only 8 girls suited up. They've only played 7 so far. LeBlond has put a lot of fresh legs on the floor, too. They've used everybody. All 11 players suited have been in the game.
Ball comes inbound to Addison Mayfield. Mayfield coming up the floor with it, whips the ball to the left side, and it's a 2-pointer up. Too strong for Volger. Long rebound comes out to Makin. She'll go back to the left corner, dribbling it, driving in, and getting away with it before she travels. Addison Mayfield again. Cross the lane, a pass from the floor taken away by the Eagles, and here they come up the floor again. And a long three-pointer right wing is too short by Kayla Beam, and the ball's out of bounds off of the Blue Jays, or excuse me, off of the Eagles. On the rebound halfway through quarter number three.
That went off the foot of Kyla Kennard there.
Now the Blue Jays will walk it up the floor off the right side to Makins. Makins looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Now picks up her dribble out on the right side, and a long one up. Too strong. No good by Cheney Volger. Volger will give the ball now. Up the floor we go. After the miss and a backup three-pointer. Oh, drilled that from the right side. Did Kyla Cunard. A dozen in the ball game for her. She's got a couple of triples now. 54-14, 3.5 to play in quarter number three. And a drive down the baseline and a partially blocked shot put up by Addison Mayfield. Rebound up the floor, and here comes Kayla Beam to the left side. Push the ball forward. Shot from 12 feet. Kaylee Ziesel, no good. Rebounded away and on the run the other way. Here comes Addison Mayfield all the way to the hole. Up, no, and a blocking foul will go against the Eagles.
Kayla Beam will be called for the personal on Kayla. That is her third personal. Team foul number two of the half on the Eagles. 3:10 to play, third quarter, 54-14, a 40-point advantage right now for the Golden Eagles.
Mayfield ready at the line. Sets, fires, got it. Addison, 1 for 2 at the line. Now 2 out of 3 with that one. Has 6 points. Had one earlier that didn't count. Couple of lane violations on free throws by the Blue Jays. This one on the way up. A high arcing shot front end. No good. And it finds its way back to Mayfield after a few hands ricochet the ball around. And now a pass across the lane and a blocked shot put up. And it's blocked as put up by Meyercord.
If ever there was a classic example of the one dribble and get blocked, had she gone right up with it, plenty of opportunity to score there.
From the baseline, the Blue Jays will inbound, get the ball inside to Meyercord. Avery looking back out top. Swinging it around Volger, back to Meyercord. To the top, Makings. Right side, faking. A lot of times that move's called traveling. Off the far left side of the basketball, Volger with it. To the left side again, catching it. Meyercord looks inside, Makings. Blocked from behind.
Probably Kiana Herrera,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Boy, you know, she's only got 2-pointers. She does a lot of things well for this LeBlanc team.
Herrera's called for her first personal. That'll be team foul number 3 on the Eagles.
She rebounds. She plays defense well. She brings the ball up the floor. A lot to ask for a 5'11 player. Free throw is no good, and here comes a line change for the Eagles with 4 players checking in this time.
Wholesale substitutions here. Reigns back in the ballgames. Studer's in there along with Sloan Lewis, Katie Beam, and Shea Lewis.
Free throw up and good for Makayla Macon. She has 4 points in the ball game now. And it's 54-16 to the front court with the basketball now. Emma Raines out on the right side. A 3 ball put up from the wing by Shea Lewis. No good. Makings gets it out of there for Rockport. Up the floor we go with it to Mayfield. In the paint, takes the ball out to the corner. A dribble drive by Meyercord gets cut off. Outside the lane. Oops, she didn't walk very far. Got a held ball that will stay with the Blue Jays. 2:11 to go. Quarter number 3 here at Mound City. First of 3 games tonight here on Sunny. Bring the ball inbounds to Kemmerling. Cross through the defense to Meyercord. Right side and a long 2-pointer up off the back. No good by Mayfield. Rebound to the Eagles and on the run to the basketball. They come up the floor. Tatum Studer. Left side with it to Shea Lewis. Inside and now back out and a 3-pointer up and down. 3 more for Tatum Studer. I've got her for 8 in the ball game. That's her first long one. And it's 57-16 with a minute 40 to go in the third. Front court, Cheney Volger with the basketball, looking for help. Passes off, and the ball is taken away, stolen by Sloan Lewis. She'll get the ball to her teammate there, Shea Lewis. And now out it goes to Studer. Pass in the middle, a high pass, contact, a whistle and a foul. The ball goes out of bounds on Rockport.
That foul is going to go on Dylan Kemmerling. On Kemmerling, that is her... I think
4.
I've got that as 4. There was some question earlier, and then she did
then
get
got,
4.
Then she got one right away after. I said,
yeah.
I told you it was 3.
Yeah, right.
I always know the future on fouls.
As soon
anyway.
As I cancel it, then she got it.
Oh, a nice play on the inbound. Free and easy layup and a foul on Rockport will give the Eagles a chance for a 3-point opportunity here. The inbound to Emma Raines gives her 7. She'll be along for a free throw.
Foul on Claire Spiegel. On Claire, that's her first personal and team foul number 3.
Free throw up and down for Emma Raines. Gives her 8 points in the ball game. And here come the Blue Jays down now 60-16. Up the floor with the basketball with it. Addison Mayfield to Makings. Makings dribbles the ball up 1 now out of Meyercord. Avery looking, drives, now cut off, back out to the top. into the paint she goes, floats it up around the rim. It won't fall, but a whistle and a foul.
That was going to be called on Sloan Lewis. On Sloan, that is her third personal, team foul number four on the Eagles.
That wasn't a shooting foul. Okay.
Looked like it.
Ball comes in. Once again, Avery Meyercourt with it. And now we've got a foul away from the ball. Foul again on Sloan Lewis. Now she's got four. And her forearm in the back of a Rockport Blue Jay.
That's team foul number five.
So the ball comes in to the top to Makings with 54 seconds to go in the quarter. Michaela picks up her dribble, needs help, gets the ball away now to Mayfield. Mayfield gives the ball off there to Claire Siegel. Siegel back out top and a three-pointer up off the mark. No good, but Meyercourt. Rebound brought down to Volger. Out it goes and off the bank. No good for Mayfield on the three. And the ball touched last by the Eagles off the hand of Katie Beam. Rockport ball on the side in front of their bench. Bring the ball in there for Meyercourt. Meyercourt hold. Drives baseline. Fights her way around the defense. Blocked as she elevates the shot. And the ball ends up in the hands of Shea Lewis. Ahead we go up the floor to Tatum Studer. Drives up, pull up, six-footer, no. Rebound brought down by the Blue Jays with 12 seconds to go in the quarter. To the front, off the right side, get the ball ahead, and it'll be Volger. Pulls up, leaves it back. They got to get a shot away, and they throw it up. No whistle, no bucket. After three, St. Joe LeBlanc 60 and Rockport 16. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, FNN Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. FNM Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
Eight minutes up on the clock here at Mound City, 60-16 after three quarters. Randy Gatula, get your horse out because you're going to have a running clock here in this fourth quarter tonight.
All right, it'll be the Eagles basketball to start this fourth and final period. The inbound pass comes into Tatum Studer. Studer looks at a man-to-man defense here from Rockport. Studer being harassed, has the ball knocked away from her there by Meyercourt. The two battle after the loose basketball on backcourt. Studer comes up with it, gets it off to the near side to Emma Range. Down court, they feed it underneath the basket. Shot is up off the glass, doesn't go, and the rebound down to the Blue Jays, Michaela Makings. Makings with the upcourt pass onto the right side. With the dribble comes Mayfield. Back to Makings, right elbow, long three, up and off, no good. Studer with the rebound for the Eagles. Studer pushes it across the timeline, has the ball stripped away. It's loose on the floor. Studer comes up with it, flips it up to Shea Lewis. Now Shea Lewis with the basketball, backs it out between the rings at the top of the circle, actually out inside the midcourt circle, that far out with it. Studer with a long three from the left wing that's off the rim and doesn't go. A battle for the rebound, and I think we're going to get a foul called here against the Blue Jays.
No, we've got Shea Lewis for the Eagles with her second foul, team foul number six.
All right, Lewis called for the personal. Blue Jays will get the basketball. Inbound the pass to Mayfield. She'll bring it across the timeline and set the offense for the Blue Jays. To the left wing, Volger with the ball. Volger back up to the top. Meyercourt in the paint driving. Meyercourt tries to move to the basket. A foul on the floor. Sure this came before any shot was put up there. Let's see who this one's on, John.
22 again, Shea Lewis. Two in the quarter, three in the game, and 1-1 time.
All right, at the free throw line, shooting 1-1, Avery Meyercourt. I've got Avery 5 out of 8 right now. 5 of, no. Okay, first one is up and good. 5 of 10, was she? Got that one down. She's now hit 6.
6 of 11, I think.
Okay, well, she's got 6 points. They've all come at the free throw line. That one's up and good also, so she's 7 of 12 now with 7 points. 60 to 18 our score, 5:55 to play in the ball game. Running clock with the ball, Shea Lewis to the right side to Sloan Lewis. Sloan Lewis finds Herrera with the pass. Herrera pulls up for a long three. Rims around, rolls off. Tatum Studer chases down the rebound. Studer brings it back to the top of the circle and will reset the offense between the circles. Studer to the left side. Ball deflected. There's the pass. Long three is up and off. No good. And a rebound to the Blue Jays. Down court the other direction comes Meyercourt. Lost the handle on it in traffic. Ball tipped away. Knocked out of bounds. Think it went off of Lewis. Nope. Went off of the Blue Jays. Lewis will inbound it. Into the ballgame now for Rockport comes Jamie McEnany, the freshman. McEnany checks in. She'll replace Cheney Bulger for the Blue Jays. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the game. 60 to 18. LeBlanc with the big lead. On the right side with it is Emma Raines. Raines between the rings, top of the key. Shea Lewis to the left side. Studer with a long three that's off and no good. Rebound Herrera. Oh. Herrera comes down with a rebound, trying to get the ball over her back. 2-point takedown there, John.
Yeah, that was definitely pass interference.
Meyercourt. I assume.
Avery's got her fourth foul, I'm sure.
We're going to have Herrera at the line. Meyercourt.
Oh, that was a rebounding foul.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it'll be the Golden Eagles basketball. Kennard. Kyla Kennard will inbound it. She'll stand on the baseline, left side under her own basket. Inbounds the pass to Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel. Is it up here to Harden? Harden on the right side. Katie Beam with the ball. Beam just dribbling out there. Kennard, right side of the lane. Again, finds Beam with the pass. Across now to Kayla Beam. Here's a long three from the left elbow that's up and off. No good. Put up by Ziesel. And the rebound. Beam with the basketball. Down to Kayla Beam in the corner. Looks for the shot. Can't get it. Now Katie Beam tries a three. Rebound follow shot. Put back up and good by Kaylee Ziesel. Ziesel's in double figures. She has 10 points. 62 to 18 your score. Clock running 3:39 to play in the ball game. LeBlanc on top.
Well, LeBlanc certainly, no matter who they put in, they know where the hoop is and they try to get the ball in the hole.
Now driving toward the bucket is Addison Mayfield, and she's going to be fouled and be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be on Katie Beam. I have that as Katie's first personal.
Yes, sir.
At the free throw line.
I believe it should be Mayfield.
Getting the ponytail getting me there. Mayfield shooting two. First one is up and good. Got it. Mayfield now with 7 points in the contest. Into the ballgame for the first time comes Kelly Driscoll. Driscoll checks in now for Rockport. Addison Mayfield ready for her second free throw attempt for the Lady Jays. The shot is up, and this one, ooh, nothing but nylon there. One of those high arching mortar type shots. High in the air and straight down through the hoop. 62 to 20 the score. 2:41 to play in the game. Handling the ball, Kayla Beam around to the left wing with it. Allie Welder. Left side, shot from the left corner, short off the front of the rim. Welder with the rebound. She's on the baseline, left side of the basket, picked up her dribble. Passes back up to the top of the key to Kayla Beam. This is Kayla Beam, launched underneath Welder. Welder, oh, nice pass from Welder. Off to the right side, she got it over to Carly Harden, and Harden with an easy bucket off the glass. Nice assist there.
Very nicely done.
64 to 20, your score. Coming up on the 2 minute mark to play in the ball game. Rockport's Kemmerling has the ball on the left side. Dylan Kemmerling, they feed it underneath, falling out of bounds with the basketball. One of the Blue Jays, not sure if she was shoved out or just went out of her own.
Michaela Megan just had a tough first night. She's been hit in the head, she got hit in the cheeks, she got hit in the nose, now she got pushed to the floor.
I think that foul went on Kennard.
Yes, it did.
Her second. Okay. Here's a free throw that's up and good, making the first of two. Michaela Making, she'll have another one coming here. She's got 5 points now, making some 5-4 junior. Takes aim for the second free throw. It's on the way and misses everything, goes out of bounds. Ball will go over once again to the Golden Eagles. Inbound the pass, they toss it in to Kennard. Kennard brings it across the timeline, off onto the right wing, flips it over to the right side, Ziesel. Around near side, Kennard on the left wing. Right wing, baseline in the corner, right side of the basket, handling it is Kaylee. Ziesel feeds inside the paint. Kennard moves to the bucket. Kennard with a pass over. This time not able to finish with it under there was Hart. Ball is got around behind her and walking with the basketball. Got a little bit out of control there was Addie Mayfield. Mayfield, just a freshman, playing in her first ever high school contest here. Down to 42 seconds to go, 64-21 our score. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game scoring wrap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Companies. That'll be coming up after we wrap up the game here. Kennard, a cross-court pass, lob pass to Welder. Welder on the dribble, finds Kennard, skip pass across court. Kennard just backs it out between the rings with 20 seconds to play. There's a long three from the right wing that doesn't go. Rebound brought down by LeBlanc. They kick it out to Beam on the left elbow. There's a long three short off the front of the rim. Won't go down for Allie Welder, and the rebound to the Blue Jays. 5 seconds to play in the ball game. Across the timeline comes Mayfield, top of the key, holding it for a minute. There's the buzzer in the ball game. Your final score this afternoon, the LeBlanc Golden Eagles defeat the Rockport Lady Jays 64-21 will be your final score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the Armbruster Motor Company post-game scoring recap right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City, Missouri. It's time now for the Armbruster Motor Company post-game scoring recap. Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City invites you to speak to one of their highly trained sales team members about a new or used vehicle today. Here with a look at the numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Four of the Blue Jays in the ballgame tonight. They dropped to 0-1 on the season. They are led by Addison Mayfield with 8 points in the ballgame, 7 for Avery Meyerkworth, 5 points for Michaela Makins, and 1 for Claire Spiegel in tonight's ballgame for the Rockport Lady Jays. St. Joe LeBlanc, they are led by 3 players in double figures. Shea Lewis and Kyla Cunard had 12 points apiece. 10 for Kaylee Ziesel off the bench tonight. After that, Emma Raines had 8. 6 points for Katie Beam in the ballgame on a couple of 3 balls. We've got 4 for Carly Harden, 2 for Kiana Hara, and 2 for Sloan Lewis. For the St. Joe LeBlanc, total of 64. They are now 2-0 on the season and 1-0 in this tournament as they get ready to play a little round robin here and find out who advances coming up on Friday and Saturday. This post-game scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City. They've been in business since 1951, currently offering Chevrolet, Buick, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Well, John, we want to invite our listeners to join us for our continuing coverage of this tournament. We'll be back on around 7:30 this evening for girls basketball. The Southold Lady Knights are going to be taking on the JV team. The Maryville Spoofhounds will be here. Interesting note there, John, the Spoofhound JV being coached by a former Mount City athlete. Kendi Eaton coaches that JV team, so it'll be fun to see Kendi back here. Then at 9 o'clock tonight, our nightcap boys basketball action, the Mount City Panthers take on the Southold Knights. So that's what we've got coming up later this evening. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow night and again on Wednesday night with four games each evening, proving that Sunny 101.3 is your station for coverage of the Mount City tournament. Right now, they've got time up on the clock, but it doesn't look like they're going to start early. The 6 o'clock game today will be a boys' game. Coming up here, that's going to be LeBlanc taking on Northland Christian, and that's going to start right at 6 o'clock, it looks like. So we'll be back here with our second game of the day coming up, scheduled for 7:30 tip time tonight on Sunny 101.3. So for now, we'll send it back to the studios, and we'll talk to you about 7:20 tonight for game number two.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Unbelievable.